You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys and gals, welcome into Good Morning Lambeau. You got Tim live in Green Bay. We got Jacob the Beard live on the border of enemy territory in the snow. Excuse me, you got me coughing into the mic. And you got Carly Ray joining us today. How you guys doing this morning?
Chilly, snowy.
Yeah, you like that? We got a little snow at Lambeau today.
Yeah.
Carly, is it snowing where you are too? Where you are too, Tim? It's snowing?
Oh yeah. I've already shoveled the driveway 1.5 times today.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. It literally looks exactly like this the screen thing here. Like I'm looking out the window and the snow is just coming down like crazy. Everything's white. It's awesome.
Winter is not quite over yet. We got to shout out everyone in the chat. Paul Robertson in the chat. Dennis Shook in the chat. Mike Berry, M. Smitty. We got Timothy, Cody, Jen Wright. What's up? Chad Inc. In here, 4 inches of snow in Milwaukee. What?
4 inches.
Wow.
Tell you what.
That's amazing. We've got some news here, Jacob, that you wanted to cover this morning. I don't know if you want to put that up. We had some visits.
Yeah, so we'll start it off. We just to give you guys a preview, we are going to look over some visits that we had today that the Packers have met with, their top 30, and then we're going to go into maybe a few articles that we thought were interesting for you, and then we are going to spring off of the exercise that we did yesterday where we looked at everybody in the NFC North. We checked out their PFF grades, looked at where they might be needing help in their positions in the draft and who they may draft, all that good stuff. So we're going to use that information that we had yesterday, and we're going to put together a 3-round mock with just the NFC North. So I'm going to represent the Chicago Bears. Carly is going to be the Minnesota Vikings. Timothy is going to be the Detroit Lions. And then the guys you ladies and gentlemen in the chat are going to be responsible for the Green Bay Packers picks. So we're going to start that in maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes once we get through some of the other information here. But that being said, I wanted to take a minute and let everybody know that we did have a few of our original top 30 meetings in the last couple of days. First of all, it was FSU's running back, Trey Benson. A lot of people have him as their top-rated running back on their board. I know Clayton does for sure. I think I did as well. I would like Trey Benson for sure. I don't know exactly where I would like to draft him, where I'd feel comfortable with it, but I think that that'd be a great addition to the running back room. Any thoughts on Trey Benson from you two?
He's definitely at the top of my list too, as far as running backs go. I mean, there's running back talent in this draft class for sure. I don't think there's a ton of it as far as like top tier running back talent, but yeah, Mr. Benson is definitely on the list. What do you think, Carly?
What round are they projecting that he goes in?
I've seen anywhere from like the second to fourth, but probably around the third.
Okay. Yeah, I could see. I like him. I always want to compare every single running back I see to Aaron Jones. So and I'm not sure if they would take a running back that high, especially with the ones that we have. But yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Yesterday, Paul Brittle said that he would be pretty shocked if they didn't use one of their top 100 picks on a running back, which okay. I thought was, which was interesting because I personally wouldn't mind waiting until some of the later rounds to try to see if you could snag one of those backs that we just kind of talked about. It's not necessarily a very top end heavy, like as far as, you know, big names and, you know, like the year before they had the Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinsons and those types. This is more of like, it's kind of solid guys peppered throughout the draft. One of those guys being Kamani Vidal, who I have told you guys, he's kind of my underdog favorite. He's from Troy. The guy's very small. He's 5'8", like 195, but he was the leading rusher in FBS this last year. He had, I think, close to 2,000 yards rushing. He averaged, I think, something like 6.5 yards per carry. He was just a little bowling ball, and he was actually good at receiving out of the backfield as well. So if you guys have listened to this program for any amount of time, you've heard me mention him a few different times. So I'm pretty excited that they met with him. He is being projected somewhere in 5th, 6th, 7th rounds. So I would be stoked to have somebody like that. He reminds me kind of Maurice Jones-Drew. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, yeah. I don't know what your thoughts are. Anybody got anything to say on Kamani? Otherwise, I can move ahead to another guy here.
I liked Kamani. I actually had him in one of my mock drafts that I did. I got him in I think the 6th or the 7th, and I did I liked that pick a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely. Another late round value, like you were talking about, Jacob, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's out of Troy, so it's a smaller school, so that's the biggest knock on him. But you know, they always say that when you are in those smaller schools, that you want to perform, and he definitely performed. Like I said, he was the leading rusher in FBS.
Yep.
Graded out really well in PFF for, I think, pretty much every single time he was carrying the ball. So, yeah.
Small schools don't always mean much, right? Like, it all depends on what you do when you get in the league. Like Carly was talking about Aaron Jones, right? UTEP, 5th-round pick. I think he turned out just fine, right?
Would you be okay if Prince Capsaicin says Benson will go with the Rasul pick if Tim allows it?
Oh, I'm not in control of the pack today, so.
That's true. But,
it's, you know, you don't need my approval. Go ahead and take whoever you guys want.
Yeah. So the next guy here is somebody that I think we should all, this to me is just screams a Packers pick, a Goody pick, because one, not a lot of people are talking about him. That man is going to be D lineman Michael Hall Jr. He's from Ohio State. And like I said, he's kind of fell through the cracks a little bit. Which is surprising because he's an Ohio State guy. Usually, you know, anytime you're from Ohio State or one of those bigger schools, you kind of have the spotlight on you.
The Ohio State University.
he's got really good grades, especially this last year, as far as PFF goes, decent stats. I think that there's a few other guys in front of him that have kind of overshadowed him a little bit, but I could see the Packers taking a pick on him for sure. And I know there is a lot of people say like, oh, these visits don't really mean anything. I should have grabbed I saw a stat where it was like, there's a major correlation with at least their first and second round picks. Like they've pretty much always met with those guys, if I'm remembering correctly. So there is a definite connection there. And then the last guy on this screen here was another D lineman, a D tackle named Christian Boyd. You guys may have heard me talk about him as well. He's from University of Northern Iowa. He is super, 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 really, really well-rounded guy. Graded out super well the last couple of years. Another dude that's kind of like a nonstop motor type guy. So I would be super pumped if we got him in there. Do you know anything about the two D linemen, Tim? Do you have any thoughts on them?
Boyd showed up in one of my mocks that I was doing, and again, I don't know, where do you see him going? I mean, not just projections, but what are your thoughts? Because I've seen him like from 3rd all the way to 5th round to 6th round in some of these mocks, but you know, that can be deceiving depending on, you know, how your mock is set up. Where do you think a guy like Christian Boyd's gonna end up?
I could see him sneaking into the 2nd round if somebody actually thought he was, you know, worthy of that. My gut tells me that he's going to be in the 3rd somewhere, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Yeah, he's a little bit, just because, like I said, he's another one where there's a lot of the, you got your Sweats, you know, Tavondre Sweat and Fisk, and a lot of those guys that are kind of been getting a lot of the headlines and a lot of the attention from the combine and that kind of stuff. But he's just been like steady Eddie. He's always graded really well. I don't know. I think, like I said, maybe late second, third round. Any thoughts on those two dudes, Carly?
I have absolutely no idea about either of them, so I will trust you.
Perfect. All right. So then, yeah, just like, who was it in the chat that just said? SDN40 said that Jerrion Jones as well. Yeah, he had a meeting. I don't have a graphic for that, but that was one I was going to mention as well. Jerrion Jones, the cornerback out of Florida State University. He is one of my favorite cornerbacks. I was surprised because Clayton, I don't think, even had him in his top 10 as far as cornerbacks go. But mm-hmm. I have seen Jerrion Jones on other databases as high as like the third ranked cornerback. So I would be super pumped if we got somebody like Jerrion Jones. He's a, in my opinion, he's a really, really good cornerback. That being said, the last person I wanted to bring up real quick here was Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. He did his pro day and he ran a 4.47 with a broken bone in his foot. And people are getting scared off about that broken bone, but he didn't even know it was broken until he went and saw the doctors at the combine and told him that he had a broken foot. So, and it sounds like that he'll be able to get that fixed and be ready to go by training camp. So to me, this doesn't hurt his draft stock. If anything, the fact that he was able to run a 4.47 with a broken bone should tell you that the guy's got another gear that he hasn't even tapped into probably yet. So, and he's, I think he's kind of the prototypical cornerback that we would want opposite of Jair Alexander. Everything from the size, the build, the athletic, you know, performance to the attitude. So
hopefully that works to our advantage, right? If he does in fact fall in the draft, you know, right, we can take him later than, you know, some of our mocks, we had him really early, like second round.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, he falls to the third round, fourth round. I don't think he'd fall that far though, Jacob. I think you're right. I mean, some people might be dissuaded by the injury, but I think you're right. If he's going to be good to go by the time camp rolls around in the summer, I don't see why that would hurt his draft stock.
Yeah, I don't see him making it past the second round at all. I think that there are way too many teams that value cornerback position. So yeah, that was all I had as far as the visits go. So we can move on. Do you want to try to maybe bring up one of those two articles?
Yeah,
look at Carly, man. That's service right there. Jeez.
Nice. And the Packer mug too. I love it.
Although she's spanking new from my last visit to Green Bay.
Love it. That's awesome. Got the diesel flowing this morning. So I figured we'd go here, Jacob, since we were just talking about secondary a little bit anyways. This is an article that you sent. This is from, I think, yesterday.
Yep.
Bill Huber article, Packers missed tackles, Xavier McKinney versus Darnell Savage. I think we all know how this article is going to go, right? You want to kind of summarize this or you want to just read through this? What do you want?
Yeah, I can give it a quick summary and then I'll read some of the more specific stuff. So it basically goes on to summarize what was going on in the San Francisco game. And I mean, we all remember the play. I can remember it almost pretty vividly where Darnell Savage, all he had to do was come up, make a play, make a sound tackle, and the whole situation changes in that game. What ended up happening was he whiffed on it. And we know the result that ended up happening there. Can you scroll down just a little bit there for me, Tim? This basically just goes on to highlight the differences in between Xavier McKinney's game and Darnell Savage's game and how drastically different that can be for the team in general, but more specifically what it does when you're in the middle of a playoff run like that. And so I just, the amount of, I don't know what the word would be, I guess, the improvement that you could get off of just one single player, I would argue, other than maybe your green dot middle linebacker, I think it would have to be safety. So just the fact that we're going to swap Savage out for Xavier McKinney, I just think that it's going to overnight increase our defense. I mean, it has to, right? I mean, can you scroll down one more, a little bit more there, Tim? So right here, in 2023, go up just a little right there. In 2023, according to PFF, McKinney in 17 games and 1,128 defensive snaps, missed only seven tackles. He missed tackle rate of 5.7%, was the fourth best out of 74 safeties who played at least 500 snaps. Savage, in 10 games and 558 defensive snaps, missed 12 tackles. His missed tackle rate of 18.5% ranked 69th. So that to me right there, that alone, you look at the fact that McKinney played 17 games, almost double the amount of games as and over double the amount of snaps that Savage played, and he had basically double the amount of missed tackles. It's night and day. So I think that's just a really good way to highlight. And now imagine if we obviously have replaced McKinney. Look at that right there too, 2020. It just goes on to show some of their vast
comparables. Yeah.
I mean, just crazy. So if we can plug and play, we swap out Savage for McKinney. Imagine what could happen now if we actually get a decent box safety in there that can be even a 65, 70 graded PFF. That defense just completely swapped overnight. So I just wanted to highlight that. I mean, look at that, 2023. That one right there is.
Yeah, 116 tackles, only seven missed for McKinney. Savage had 50 tackles, and he missed 12. I mean, yeah, this is what Clayton talked about, right? You know, we were talking about the possibility there for a while of Sav maybe staying in Green Bay at on a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal at a discount and maybe keeping him around. But I think what we saw is ultimately going the route of what Clayton always talks about, which is slightly overpaying for great. You don't want to overpay for good. I think with Darnell Savage, we overpaid for good for far too long. And so you got to respect Goody for making that move right away in free agency and getting us a top tier safety for the back end of this defense, which I don't know about you, Jacob, Carly, I've been waiting, I don't know, about 6-7 years for one of these guys. So pretty exciting stuff, right?
Yeah. Can you scroll up to this quote a little bit that Xavier McKinney said? It reminded me of something. It talked about how he prepared, about preparing hard.
Go down.
Right. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
There we go. So McKinney, it says, I think it's just how I prepare. McKinney told the reporters at Lambeau Field last week, I practice hard. When you practice hard, you usually play pretty hard. That's something that I think it was Mike Wall. I think he was on even on this podcast, and he was talking about how when what's this thing is like how you prepare for how you prepare for confrontation is how you meet confrontation or something like that. Like when you practice hard, you practice that tackling, that's how you're going to do it. You can't, it's really hard just to, you know, walk through and then turn it up in the game. So I am so excited with him having like that attitude. I am. And with those stats you guys brought up, that's awesome. And you guys know missed tackles are like the bane of my existence with the Packers, the bane of my Packers fandom. I just want to like put a bag over my head with every single one. So I'm so glad. I'm so excited to watch it. I really am.
I think you're right, Carly. And another thing McKinney's going to bring to that secondary and really to the team as a whole is some intensity at practice. I'm looking forward to camp. Training camp is pretty intense when you've got a bunch of young guys trying to make a team as it is, but it'll be really cool to see how that transitions into the preseason and regular season with, you know, some young veteran leadership back there and a guy that clearly takes practice as serious as he takes the games. You know, a lot of times, you know, we've got the CBA and how the players have these practices set up now. There's a lot of rules and limitations. That's understandable, but when you're out there and you're on the field and it is time to practice, you know, what type of work are you putting in? So I'm looking forward to seeing how McKinney leads out there for sure. What do you think, Jacob?
Yeah. I mean, let's not forget that he was a captain for a reason in New York. And one of the best things, like you highlighted, when he did his, after he got hired, the first interview that he did, he said, like, I am going to be like a practice ball hawk, basically. Like, I'm going to give everything I have 100% in practice every single game or every single practice, every single week, every day, and lead by example. So, I mean, you can see why the Packers went and were comfortable giving him that much money. He seems like the type of guy that's not going to get complacent. That's not going to be, you know, start making business decisions once he got the bag. It seems like that he's pretty gung-ho about it. So I'm pretty excited about that. Do you want to pull up the other article while we're doing a little segue here about the kickers? Because I didn't realize this, but the next article that Tim's going to be bringing up here was one talking about how apparently the Packers were about to sign a veteran kicker and bring him in to do some competition with Anders Carlson. But at the last second, this quote unquote veteran kicker apparently backed out and went and signed with somebody else, which was kind of interesting because I think that I looked it up and there was only about three or four kickers that have signed anywhere in the last 3-4 weeks. I believe that it was Brandon McManus. Yeah, here we go. What was the other one? It was Brandon McManus. It was, oh boy, Nick Folk, I believe.
Okay.
Let's see if maybe we can see here in the...
This is a story from Tyler Brook. We want to give credit here. I believe this is from MSN or heavy.com. So Green Bay Packers were looking at a open kicker competition after a disappointing rookie season from Anders Carlson. According to Bill Huber, Packers have already started making moves to give Carlson some competition in training camp. Packers have approached a veteran kicker to sign him as training camp competition. I love how it's not, you know, we're not going to say who this kicker is, though.
Yeah.
It's just a veteran. But we can kind of look at the veteran free agents and kind of suspect. Who were you talking about, Jacob?
So there was Brandon McManus, which I believe he was the I know he was with Denver for a hot minute. And then there was, I can't remember who the names were. I thought I maybe had saved them somewhere, but it was basically there's only three kickers. And if you want to actually scroll down, they might mention it in this article, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, possibly they do.
And talk about the signing of Jack Poldency from Georgia.
So it was an interesting decision last year. If you guys remember, I was shocked, and I know a lot of the, you know, commentators and pundits and all that stuff were shocked that they made the decision not to bring in any competition with Anders Carlson as a rookie, which I just don't understand that. It seems weird just for the fact that you'd think that you'd want to have somebody in there to simulate that pressure situation, you know, of in-game pressure situations, but they didn't. We all saw how that went. So he did say that they brought in this guy. Can you scroll up just a little bit? I can't remember the dude's name. It was something Politsky.
From Georgia.
So yeah, it says Jack right here, Carlson already has some upcoming kicker competition. The Packers signed former Georgia Bulldogs kicker Jack Poldency. I don't know. However, it appears that the Packers are seeking a more experienced veteran kicker that can legitimately push Carlson for a shot starting week one of the 2024 season. Bill Huber does go on to say that they did not name that veteran player and that the veteran went on to sign with another team. So again, that's where we're kind of trying to read between the lines, figuring out who that may be. The only one that I can track down for sure would be Brandon McManus, but, you know, that's a little speculation.
So you know, last week I spoke about this. We were talking about drafting a kicker, right? And I had brought it up and said maybe the route is to try and sign a veteran, put a little more pressure on the young kicker, because, you know, at least with a veteran, you're going to get that, you know, consistency, quote unquote. But, it looks like they weren't able to go that route ultimately, right?
Yeah, and now that, you know, I don't even want to bring this up and put it out into the world, but is there a situation where you see Goody using another one of our seventh rounders on a kicker? I mean,
here's my thoughts on that. I mean, it's a possibility, but then you're just doing what we did last year.
Right.
You're bringing another young kicker in to put into the room with your other young kicker, and you're going to roll the dice and see who looks better at camp and then trot that guy out. Cause at the end of the day, we're not going to have two kickers on our roster, I don't think, right? Going into the final 53.
I would hope not.
We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So US Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
And we saw the commitment that the Packers had to Anders Carlson last year. And, you know, Clayton had brought it up too. Like, if you look at his PFF numbers, and I know PFF's not everything, but if you look at the numbers, I mean, he wasn't a complete dumpster fire like people want him, you know, want to believe that he was. He did miss some kicks. A lot of them were extra points, which is extremely frustrating. But I don't care what anyone says. There's no such thing as a gimme in the NFL. I mean, you've got big boys running at you. There's a lot that can go wrong between snap, hold, and the kick. And a lot of times when a kicker misses, you know, it's not necessarily on the kicker all the time. It's, you want to look at the kicking unit as a whole. So I just don't know. I think you're right, Jacob. There is a chance that, you know, with the draft capital we have, that if, you know, the early picks go the way we want them to, or if we trade back or whatever Goody's got up his sleeve, if there's somebody on his board that's hanging around there in that seventh round, I think it's a possibility. I just don't, you know, I don't know how much faith I have in that really motivating, you know.
Bless you, Parley.
Thank you. I wasn't able to mute it fast enough. Sorry. When you were whistling earlier, I was like, oh, wait a second. It came across as so loud. It's so funny how some of these sounds are magnified here. Sorry. Right. Can I share a kicker? I got a thought on the kicker in last year's situation, if we have time for it.
Go
ahead.
So I was listening to one of, I'm blanking on his name right now, the special team guy, Bisaccia. I was listening to one of his press conferences, and one of the reporters did ask a pretty good question about, you know, are you looking at getting some competition? This was like partway during the season where he had missed some what should have been fairly easy, you know, field goals or whatever. And it was pretty obvious that he was struggling. And Rich said something about how they saw that kick as that action of this kick as like the unit. It's not just the kicker. It's also everything around, right? It's the snap. It's the defense of it. It's all this stuff. And so his answer didn't really talk about Anders, but he basically said that we need to improve this thing as a whole, basically saying it's not just him. And so there are two things. I wonder if throughout the season they were low-key looking for a veteran kicker that they thought would be a good thing, but they just didn't find one, might have been. But then also that they wanted to get those things cleaned up to give Anders the best possible chance to then see if it was actually him versus all the other pieces around him. So what them looking for a veteran kicker now shows me that maybe, yes, they do think it's him and they want somebody else. Or I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted like whatever maybe that the problem was. I think I'm the least knowledgeable about special teams. I don't really know what they all do other than block and stuff. So other than block and snap, but if they get somebody else who can be that, like the solid, yeah, I don't know, maybe long snapper, I don't know, something solid so that we give him the best possible chance. But I don't know, what do you guys think about that? You think they could have been in the market during the year but just didn't find anybody?
I think that LaFleur and them made it pretty clear that they're going to stick with Anders, and that they knew that there was going to be ups and downs because he's a rookie kicker. I mean, a lot of people are calling for his head. We have to remember that compared to even some of like the best kickers, I mean, he had a better first year than Mason Crosby did. Pretty sure he had a better first year than Vinatieri or something like that. It was like six or seven of the best field goal kickers in the history of the game that he had better first years than. So I think maybe we should just pump the brakes. He was very raw. Pisaccia said that he was going to be raw, that he was kind of a ball of clay that needed to be molded. Mm-hmm. So I still, just because also we use draft capital on him, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be so quick to throw it down the drain. What I do think, though, is for sure bring in a ton of competition, bring in a guy off the street, bring in a free agent, and then, yeah, grab a vet and sign him for the vet minimum and just bring in competition. And yeah, I would do it.
If there's one position you can afford to be older at, it's your place kicker. So that's not a super huge issue with a young team. If we had to bring a veteran in, even if we did end up keeping him on, but I'm with you, Jacob. I don't think we should cut and run from Anders yet. We've got a lot invested in him, and there's a reason why, we picked him up. Right. And the kid has a thunder leg and his range is incredible. You're talking pushing 60 yards here. So if he develops that accuracy and we get that kicking unit clicking on all cylinders, snap, hold and kick, he could be really, really good, and we have to be patient. You have to be patient with rookies, and that's at any position, but especially something as technical as the kicking game.
Yeah,
sure.
I agree. And then, I see some people in the comments. If anybody is curious as to why we don't have our Packernet posse or our PTA posse or the memberships or the subscriptions or any of that kind of stuff, YouTube is being, there's some sort of behind the scenes stuff going on. Clayton is working diligently to sort it out. He's been in contact with them. They think they can figure out what the issue is, but it might not get resolved for a few weeks at the earliest. Hopefully not, but it sounds like it could be kind of a longer issue to get resolved. But that being said, in the meantime, if we have to figure something else out, we will. If we have to eventually get off YouTube, we will, but that's all down the road. For the meantime, we're just hanging out. We're just going to keep producing content for you guys. So, but yeah, we apologize if you lost your credentials and your star and your badges. I know that Eric's having a really big time with it. So do you guys want to move on to doing our 3-round mock?
Yeah, we have one question. Carly found this in the chat from Ron. If the new kickoff rules are adopted, does it completely change who the blockers are on kick return? Only 5 yards apart. Oh, lineman, he's asking. Jacob, do you have any thoughts on this?
Now, if I understand the rule change correctly, it will definitely give, I wouldn't say an advantage, but it's going to make it way more entertaining. I'll say that. And I think that Keyshawn Nixon has the opportunity to make that $18 million look a lot less outrageous. I'll say that.
Absolutely. I don't know. I think it's one of those things when, if this does happen, we're going to know pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We're going to know pretty quickly how, the league's going to look here on these kickoffs. Omer in the chat says, got to be a rocket scientist to understand the new rule change. That is true. Very true. Jacob, what do you got?
Nothing. I was just going to say, if you want to start this, otherwise, what were you going to say? I interrupted you.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just making sure we got all the comments cleaned up. So we've got we're going to do a 3-round mock, right? We said 3 rounds?
Yep.
Three round mock. Chat, you guys are going to represent the Green Bay Packers. We're going to take the rest of our, division rivals.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Here comes the diversity hire.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, now what? Now does Emilio part of the Packer crew?
Oh, I can just leave if you don't want me here.
No, Emilio, stop it. I don't know if we can.
He's got to be responsible for watching the chat and figuring out. He gets to be the one that decides who the chat is saying the Packers need to pick, so that if anybody gets mad theirs wasn't the one picked, it's at Emilio.
Let's do it. I think Emilio should monitor the chat. I'm with it. You guys ready?
All
right. Fire up this draft.
Emilio,
you guys see that okay on the screen?
Thank you, David.
I'm the Bears. Emilio is going to be part of the Packers with the chat as well. Carly is the Vikings, and Timothy is the Detroit Stinky Lions. So
powder blue.
Without any
you guys further, see that all right on the screen.
Yeah, but can you do me a favor and scroll up? I'm gonna try to make a trade here.
Dude.
Well, we gotta start the draft here. Or you wanna make it let
I want to make a trade also before we start.
Oh boy.
We aren't gonna get off the rails.
We aren't even gonna get off the track. We will.
Don't trade too far back. It's a 3-round mock we're doing today. So we're starting with.
You got to start it, I think.
Yeah, you got to start it. All right, we'll start the Bears. All right, go up to trades there.
Holy cow! Look at all those trades.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna trade with New England. You go ahead and give them our. I'm gonna take their 3. And scroll down. And give them the 1.
Whoa.
And now scroll back up. And I'm going to take 68, 103, 137.
You don't want 182?
Throw 180 in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Try throwing that.
It's still green. Should we just keep clicking picks for you? You want 193?
I want to keep it semi-realistic. So let's just try this.
All right. So Jacob is trading the number 1. Here we go.
And boom,
wow.
Patriots, right. Welcome to the first overall pick. Welcome Caleb Williams to New England.
All right. Caleb Bears are on the clock at 3 here.
All right. Do me a favor, scroll down and pick me some Jaden Daniels.
Where is he right at? There. Oh, there he is. That's your pick, huh, Jacob?
That's me. Do it.
LSU going to
now right away pit Roma Dunze. I'm going to draft them as well.
Look at Jacob, the draft expert. This is awesome.
All right. So here's my question, guys. I wanted to trade up. I wanted to go up and try and get like the 3rd or something. Some of my later picks and whatever. Leave me alone. But now that we're here, I can't get any of those. And so I was wondering, could that have been done before we even started? Like, would that have been something we should have tried to set up?
You'd have to like pause it. So like after Jacob picked, we would have had to pause it. And then you would have had to, it's kind of finicky the way it goes. Okay. Unless we put the timing on slow. So like you have time to like jump it. But right now.
Okay. So y'all just messed up my draft strategy because my strategy was to, since we're only doing 3 rounds, package all of my later rounds because I only have 2 in the first. I think everything else is 4th and later. I was going to literally like all 9 of those picks, package them to get 1 in the top 3 and get a QB. And then I was going to be done. Like that was it for the Vikings. Just wanted a QB. So I guess I'll work on this now. Let's see here. I guess I'm going to have to go with, we need a quarterback. Let's do Cooper DeJean then.
You want a you're taking a corner?
A corner, yes.
For the Vikings, Cooper DeJean. All right. You remember, you drafted for the Vikings. So not.
I know. I mean, I want to sabotage them, but I thought that we're supposed to do this as though I actually was them, right?
Yeah. All right. Cooper DeJean.
They need a corner as well.
Cooper DeJean going to the Vikings. All right, Carly, you're on the clock again at 23.
You won't. All
right, you have a trade offer here, Carly, if you're interested.
All right, let's see.
The Raiders.
Anything drop back there? 44.
You could go back, trade back to 44 if you want to give up your 23rd pick.
And then I would get what else?
Let's see. We can. You want to try your 23rd pick. Let's see if we can get you 44 and 77. Looks like they will give you that. And they'll give you a wow. They'll give you a 44.
What round? What round are those in?
12. Jacob would know better. That would be 2nd and 3rd round, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Or 2nd round.
96 would be the end of round 3.
Yeah.
Round 3 and
3 and 4.
All right. No, I don't want to do the trade. I just want to go back.
All righty. Let's get out of there.
All right. Show me the QBs.
QBs.
Big money.
Of quarterback. Bo Nix out of Oregon. You've got Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. Spencer Rattler, my little sleeper quarterback there in this draft. You got Michael Pratt, Tulane. Jordan Travis out of Florida State.
He probably would have been a lot higher if he didn't get injured.
Yep. Austin Reed, Western Kentucky. Joe Milton III, Tennessee.
Tua's little brother.
From Maryland. Sam Hartman from Notre Dame.
I got my mind made up. Let's go back up to the top. I want Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. You are a Minnesota Viking. All right, chat. You're on the clock. The Packers picking at 25. What's it looking like? Emilio is going to be the general manager of the,
the chat. All right, so let's scroll down a little bit, Tim. See what we got cooking in the hopper here. We got Jerzan, Nate, JPJ, Tyler, and Peyton. Ooh, Tyler Guyton's right there too, though.
Zach Frazier.
All right, chat. What are we thinking?
Mr. Death says Nate Wiggins.
Mitchell. Who's Mitchell, Reef? What are you talking about?
He's saying Quinyon Mitchell, but I think that he's gone already.
Wiggins. So do we want the fastest dude? Would Goody take the fastest guy in the draft?
Well, he likes his RAS. Let's take a look at Wiggins here.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
What do we have for measurables? Bottom line, Wiggins has the tools of a first-round high-impact quarterback, so clearly taking him in the first round is not a reach. His athleticism will never be in question, nor his competitiveness. Those two characteristics should yield a long-term starting player. 6'2", 185. That's a decent-sized corner there.
Yeah, I'm two. I got one for Newbin, one for JPJ, two for Newton, and two for Wiggins.
All right, GM.
I honestly don't mind. If Nate Wiggins falls to us, I really don't mind that. But let's see. I think Goody would take a trigger on the fastest dude in the draft. Put him opposite of Ja.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say let's get the fastest guy on the team.
Packers are drafting Nate Wiggins. Are we confirmed? Yep, Wiggins. Chad, looks like it's
– That's confirmed. Cool.
Nate Wiggins, you are a Packer. All right, I'm on the clock here. For Detroit, let's see what we're looking at. And I'm not trading.
You won't trade with the Packers, Tim.
No. Ooh, that's an interesting. Chris Braswell out of Alabama. I think that's my pick. We're gonna take Edge right away for Detroit. Bam.
Wow.
Tim went ahead and picked Braswell from Alabama at Edge.
Let me get the lineman, Tim. Let me get interior tackles if you could, sir.
Emilio is back up on the clock with pick number 41 slash the chat. All right, chat, let him know what we need.
Okay, we got Zach Frazier, center, Jordan Morgan tackle, Kieran a tackle, Christian Haynes guard, Blake Fisher tackle, Patrick Paul tackle. At 41, though.
The chat says no punter, Tim. We can't do a punter. Or Emilio, no punter.
Let's see. Scroll me back up real quick. It'd have to be Jordan Morgan or Zach Frazier, right?
I think so. I mean,
ooh, but chat's saying Haynes. They want me to reach a little. So should I trade back a little bit? Is that what they're saying? Let me see.
Or Haynes.
Take me to trades real quick, Tim. Take me to trades real fast. Let me see who I can steal. Yep. Let me get the Giants 47 and their 70. Okay. And I'll just give them my 41.
You won't get that.
and I'll give
them. Trade will not be accepted.
I'll give them the 120. They can have 120.
That ain't going to work.
Offer all the later round picks because we're not even going to go that far. Give them your 6 and 7.
All right, give them the 91. Oh, no, 91's still going to be in the third. All right, give him the 26 and the 169. I don't know. Give him a third from next year, Tim. Make it happen.
Make it happen. You're going to give up all of your late round
picks. No, just give him a third for next year.
Ooh, perfect. Okay, hold on. We got to get some of these off the board. All right, so 41 and perfect, 169. Right there. Right there?
I'll take that. Yep.
Trading.
Bam.
All right.
Couldn't decide. All right, now we got a better chance.
On the clock at 47. Go, Pack, go.
All right. Man, Zach Frazier still there? Yeah, Frazier. All right. I guess we traded back out a little bit.
Still want to stay on the O-line?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to.
Let me pull up interior. All right. So, yeah, you've got Zach Frazier. Here's one for Jacob. Kieran...
Nice. Okay. All right. Let's grab Frazier, and we're gonna put Myers in the hot seat.
Zach Frazier, you are a Packer. Yeesh. Pack on the clock again at 58.
Yes.
Love it. Now we're cooking. All right.
Tadiza Isaac, do you want to look at best available, or do you got a group in mind? What's the chat thing?
Let's see. Haynes, they still want some more O-linemen, Tim. Maybe we need to tackle in the inside again.
All right, let's go to
Aaron.
Interior O-line.
Ooh.
There.
Christian Haynes on the board.
I mean, maybe we grab
him. At 64, you could grab him at 58. We got Christian Mahogany out of Boston College. Cedric Von Prahn, center out of Georgia. Mason McCormick. Yeah.
The only other thing I would think would be linebacker, like Chad Ink and Dead Fish were saying.
Okay, so let's
quick peek.
Let's take a quick peek at linebacker. Oh boy, look at that. Mm. Junior Colson.
Mm.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Marist.
All right, Chad. Now I need some help. Are we taking Haynes or are we taking Colson or Jeremiah?
Okay, so you're saying it's between Junior Colson, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., or Christian Haynes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Chad Ink says Colson.
Yeah.
Chad Ink says Colson again.
All right. Randy Cleavers, Dead Fish. All right. Colson, you're a part of the squad, sir.
Junior Colson, you are a Packer. Bam. All right, Detroit is on the clock. Oh, and I feel like an idiot because I already took an edge, and Adiza Isaac is still on the board for them. Oh, well, sorry for you, Lions fans. Let's take a look at
corner. They probably need some interior offensive line, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to sabotage their draft a little bit here. Let's see. Oh. Let's look at corner.
Kyrie's pretty nice.
Kyrie Jackson, Max Melton. They're not getting Max Melton. No way. Let's see. I got my needs pulled up over here. I'm looking at three different screens. Give me 1 second, guys. Okay. So, yeah, great point, Jacob. They're looking for a guard. They're also looking for a defensive tackle as well. Let's look at interior O-line for Detroit. Oop, Christian Haynes.
You better not. If you take my boy.
You take my boy.
Boom, drafted. Christian Haynes.
Unbelievable.
All right, so.
We got to make it somewhat realistic, right?
Definitely.
Oh, the Bears are on the clock. Jacob. 68, yeah. You are picking. What are you thinking? Anyone you want me to pull up here as far as position?
Now, can you scroll a little bit for me? Do a little scroll.
Yeah, scroll. Best available.
All right.
Spencer Rattler, Jalen Wright, Devontae Walker, Tavondre Sweat.
What I'm going to do is take Kieran Amagaji, the right tackle.
Kieran Amagaji, the tackle out of Yale.
Yes, sir.
Going to the now, Bears. Boom, drafted. Still
suck. I moved out of the first overall pick. I got my franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. I got a stud X wide receiver in Rome Odunze, and now I just solidified my right tackle position. I'm making moves.
I don't know. Do they need a wide receiver, Jacob? Isn't that the last thing they need in place?
They do need a wide receiver.
Packers are back on the clock at 70.
All right, now, folks.
Emilio.
What are we doing? Mr. Death wants a safety or running back.
Safety. Let's see what or else running back. There. Let's take a look. Let's put safety and running back on the board. All right, so best available, Jonathan Brooks, running back out of Texas, Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, Blake Corum on the board, Bucky Irving, Trey Benson. Now we get into the safety market. Cam Kitchens available, Kalen Bullock available, Darion Taylor Demerson.
I do like him. I like DTD. But we can get him later. So if the chat wants a running back, it's between Wright and Brooks. I need a W or a B, chat. That's all I need. And we can get one of these orange guys on the team. All right. Brooks.
I want Wright.
Well, Jacob, you're the Bears coach. So I want Brooks. We got three Brooks to Chad's right. I'm sorry, Chad. We're going to have to take Mr. Jonathan Brooks. He's going to bring some Angus up here, and I can't wait for it.
Jonathan Brooks, you are drafted by the Packers. All right, let's see. Detroit on the clock. All right, so I already took a – did I take – what did I take so far? I took a center, and I took edge.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at corner. Detroit needs a corner. Kyrie Jackson, Max Melton still on the board. God, you guys would hate me if I reached. Andrew Phillips, that's somebody I like. Jerrion Jones, these are all reaches. DJ James out of Auburn. So there's corner value there. Let's look at wide receiver. Detroit wants a wide out. Ooh, look at here. Javon Baker out of UCF. Ooh. Drafted by Detroit. Boom. All right, the Bears are on the clock at 75. Yes. Jacob.
That's all you got, Jacob. Make it count.
Well, let's see here. I think that honestly the Bears probably need right now either a cornerback or a linebacker. Do you think you could throw those in the hopper for me there?
Corner and linebacker?
Yes, sir.
Yeesh. Let's see. Here we go.
Kyrie, man, he's a dog.
Best available, Kyrie Jackson. Max Melton is on the board. Andrew Phillips on the board. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. on the board.
Throw me a Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr., unfortunately for you, sir, you are now a Chicago Bear.
That's tough.
All right. Packers back on the clock, picking at 88, thanks to Emilio.
No, we're cooking. Now all right, Chad, what do we need now? We've got a running back, a linebacker, and a cornerback. I think we need some O-line or safety.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's bring them up. O-line. Let's go tackle. Let's go interior O-line. And let's put safety on the board. All right. Best available, Blake Fisher, tackle out of Notre Dame. Cam Kitchens, safety out of Miami.
I don't know.
You got Patrick Paul, a tackle out of Houston. Christian Mahogany, a guard we were looking at out of BC. Cedric Von Prahn, center out of Georgia.
All right. So the only thing I'm worried about with safety is it a little bit of a reach unless everybody loves Kitchens. Will you click on Blake real quick? Let me just see his stats.
Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame.
Scroll down real fast. Let's see. Keep going. All right. He played right tackle.
Pretty good grades.
Yeah, that's not bad. Zone running, pass blocking.
Reef wants you to check out Paul.
Oh, from Utah, right? Let me see.
Patrick Paul out of Houston.
Houston, there it is.
All right, let's look at him.
Ooh. He's the left tackle.
Left tackle. Right. Okay. Holy cow, look at the pass and run block grade.
Okay. I remember we've taken him a couple times. So back out, what's his normal draft grade or spot? Let's see.
Projected it.
We might need to take him now. All right, let's take Paul.
Patrick Paul out of Houston, drafted. Boom, drafted. All right, Packers on the clock with 91. You be careful with my Rasul Douglas pick.
Wow, no pressure. All right, take me to safeties, Tim.
Safety. Cam Kitchens available. Kalen Bullock available. DDT available. Stone Vaki out of Utah, Tyke Smith out of Georgia, Cole Bishop out of Utah.
Crazy how they've had Cole Bishop as one of the top three safeties, and he's 112, you know, going here.
Yeah. A little bit of a reach. You've got Bo Brave, Malik Mustafa on the board as well.
Oh, I got one, two Kitchens, three Kitchens, a Bullock. All right, so it's between the top two right there, the two dogs. Even though I like DTD, we can let the chat decide.
All right, so we're between Cam Kitchens or Kalen Bullock.
Yeah, because we already got Nate Wiggins, so we have an absolute dog on the outside. The only thing we're going to need is a slot or, you know, a box safety sort of thing. We already got Junior Colson at backer, and we got Jonathan Brooks at running back. So it looks like I'm going to have to decide between Kitchens and Bullock. So let's go with Cam Kitchens.
Cam Kitchens, you are a Packer at 91. Good pick there.
That was it.
That's the three-round mock. Let's scroll down here and take a look.
Boy. You guys see what John said at 850? You guys got to see what John Underwood said at 850. You guys can spar it.
Let's see.
He says that. Yep, there you go. Seriously, Jacob Bear's draft would be way better than Ryan Poles. Very nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately for Bears fans, there are no general managers available in this draft. So, sorry, Bears fans. You can get a new GM.
I mean, honestly, all in all, I'm pretty – if I'm a Bears fan, I'd be pumped with this. Traded out, got Jaden Daniels, came back, got Roma Dunze. Ended up filling it out with some other talent. I think.
Look at Jacob shaking up the whole draft. Caleb Williams going number one to the Patriots. Wow. Mm-hmm. So let's do this for wait, let me see if I can find it.
For those of you listening on the pod.
There it is.
That's
exactly. For those of you listening on the pod right now, our mock first round with Caleb Williams, number one to the New England Patriots. Drake May, number two to the Washington Commanders. At number three, Jacob, the new Bears GM, drafted Jaden Daniels out of LSU. Joel Alt, tackle from Notre Dame, goes to the Cardinals at five. Marvin Harrison Jr. going fifth to the Chargers. Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU, to the Giants. Let's see. Let's just scroll down. We're not going to read them all. Carly drafted Cooper DeGene out of Iowa.
Got herself a good punt returner right there.
Yes, sir. And let's see, my pick, where was I at with Detroit?
Back down. You were behind me. Yeah. I got Nate Wiggins at 25, cornerback out of Clemson, fastest guy in the draft.
Yep. And then Carly took quarterback Bo Nix out of Oregon. Really good pick there.
Not a bad grab.
Yep, for the Vikings. Yeah, and then Nate Wiggins to the Packers. Good work, chat, and Emilio. And then Detroit, I took edge Chris Braswell out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that looks pretty good. Jacob, I like this this exercise. You know, it gives us some perspective into what the enemy might be thinking, right?
Yeah. It let us look at different positional groups that might be a little bit more sought after. And I think that we've realized in the first round specifically, it's cornerback. A few wide receivers snuck in there, a few more than I mean, that's if you're a Packer fan right now, you got to be kind of crossing your fingers, hoping the teams go quarterback, that they go wide receiver, that they go cornerback, and that they go running back, which I don't think that any running backs are going to get into the first round, but because that just means that a bunch of tackles, a bunch of guards, a bunch of corners, hopefully are going to fall to us in safeties. So.
Absolutely.
And like doing this gets you a different look at, you know, what prospects are available when, right? Like we never pick at 1 or 9. We don't, I mean, obviously we know who's there, but you know, who pulls the trigger, Cooper DeGene going at 11, you know, and then picking up Bo Nix, you know, is he going to fall to the second or are they going to pull the trigger on all these quarterbacks? JJ McCarthy went 12, right? So if Carly had liked him more, we could have grabbed him at 11 and then gone from there. But it's just wild to think how many different combinations there are.
Absolutely.
This definitely prepared me. I feel like this really prepared me for the actual draft and the inevitable disappointment I will see when I see players that I really like going to other teams and to division rivals.
Carly's going to be flipping tables.
Probably, yeah, I will. Yep.
That'll be great. My Irish goodbye. Unbelievable.
Jacob. Did we just lose Jacob?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
A mouse must have bit through his internet cord.
That's actually a problem. That is actually a real problem. That or a squirrel.
A squirrel, yeah, one of those Wisconsin squirrels. It's hiding from the snow.
Is it really snowing up there, Tim?
Oh yeah. We've got like about 4 inches, something what? Like that so far.
Yep. Since yesterday, since last night, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no big deal. Just a typical Wisconsin spring, you know?
Tim's going to go do donuts. Carly's over here sledding down a hill.
Yeah, we're going sledding today. My kids nice. Can't wait.
Good deal.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, I guess we should wrap things up then since Jacob just bounced out of here.
Put a bow on it. He must have had to get to the gym. I mean, ASAP.
Yep. He's got to get, I think it's leg day. So
yeah, you know,
he's
gotta, he needs gotta, it.
He's got to get
walking around on toothpicks, Jacob.
He's going to actually walk. He's going to get his workout walking to the gym because I highly doubt it's plowed yet where he lives. So he better have a all-wheel drive or something.
Carly sees him walking down the street, just throws snowballs at him.
Have all my kids hide behind trees. Just
that actually would be, that would be great. If you could get a video of that, please send it to me.
That would be awesome. Unfortunately, I do not know where he lives, though we only live about 20 miles away, but I would totally do it.
Appreciate the chat. Appreciate the help. We definitely cooked the Lions, the Bears, and the Vikings this draft for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Tupac LaFleur approved right there.
Unbelievable.
You love it. And real quick, upper right-hand corner of your screen, check out that QR code. It'll take you to the flagship PackerNet podcast where you can get all of our content. Don't forget to check us out there, PackerNet.com. No show tonight, I believe. According to Clayton, that it's going to be one of these nights.
Hi, I'm Date Mike. Nice to meet me. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
So no PTA live this evening. We'll be back at you tomorrow morning for Good Morning Lambo, and we'll have a full slate of shows with Clayton. And I don't know if you guys are jumping on as well. I will actually be unavailable tomorrow, but Clayton will be back at you guys. Emilio, you're going to get up on a Saturday morning?
Yeah, I will see, Tim. Oh,
Jacob, yeah, sad.
Oh, Jacob, internet is down. Oh,
the snowstorm got him. I got
it. It probably did, yeah.
Hey, about 20 minutes before we went on, I lost mine as well. And I got it back just in time. Yeah, so let's wrap this up before we
on it.
Before we lose for sure. But I guess I'll take Jacob's duties then. For those of you listening on the pod, thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's go out, be the change we want to see in the world, and go Pack, go. Pack.